Mitrei Gavni Ilon. Talking about two different type of trees. Even though that Gudrisa the Khan, or even though Kanyan, are also look like a fence, it talks about two different type of fences. So now the Gemara is not poshut the Shaila. Doesn't know what a treat is, if it's good or not. Right. Boy minaya bayim rabba. Chotzer sheroishoy nichnas lebein apasim. You have a chotzer that opens up mamish to bein apasim. Look at picture 18. You have the houses, you have a chotzer, and the chotzer opens up mamish to bein apasim. Hey, the pasim outside the chotzer is a shusar rabbin, and the bor is a middle of a shusar rabbin, but you made the pasim around the bor to give it a shame of shusar yochid inside. Is ma letalto mitoichel bein apasim? Are you allowed to be metalto from your house, from your chotzer, into the bein apasim? Or with bein apasim mitoichel? Who are then? Can you carry the water from the bein apasim into your chotzer? His treat that Rabbanu will make in the bein apasim itself, you are allowed to carry. You're allowed to bring your pora into the bein apasim and feed him the water. Now the shalom is going to take this water and carry it back into your chotzer or not. Omalei answered back, mutter. Avad with mutter, why not? The Baal was saying it has a shame mechitzis. You're allowed to be metalto inside. And nobody lives inside the Bein HaPasim, but since nobody lives there, this is not a Diurin that will ask you on the Chotzer. So maybe even without an Arubi Chatzeris, there's nobody outside asking on the Bnei HaChotzer. So maybe this Chotzer could carry into the Diumdin. Pshit its mutter. Shtai Yemai. What about you have two Chatzerim opening up into the Pasim? Like picture 19. We have two Chotzers, two houses opening up into the Pasim. So now it's a Shiloh. Two Chatzerim ask the one upon the other. Without an Aruvi Chatzer, you should not let it carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. So now if both of them carry out into the Pasim, the Churit should be also to carry from the Pasim into your Chotzer, and your Chotzer into the Pasim, because the two Chatzerim use it, they ask the one on the other. My Omalei Osir, and Echlami, now it's Osir. Since you have two different Chatzerim using it, each Chotzer asks on the other one, Al-Tadin Aruvi Chatzeris, and it becomes Osir. Omer Avuna. So Avuna says, Shtaya Masurim V'afilu Irvu. He wants to say, even if they made an Eruv, between the two chatzerim, still it's osur. How do they make an eruv? Like in picture 20, where the two chatzerim themselves has a pesach between one and the other. So really, since there's a pesach between the two chatzerim, the lada bimar of these two chatzerim could make an eruv chatzeris. If they made an eruv chatzeris, really, it's like one chatzer. And the din before was, when one chatzer opens up into the pasim, you are allowed to carry from the pasim to your house. So really, when they made an Aruvi Chatzeris here, you should be allowed to carry from the Chotzer into the Pasim and the Pasim back into the Chotzer. Now why does it say it's also? So the Morris only Yzeira. Yzeira, Shem, Yom, maybe people will say, Erev Moyo Lebein HaPasim. That people won't think you have a Mechitza Pesach between the two Chatzerim like you have in picture 20. People will think you're talking about like picture 19, where between the two Chatzerim itself there's no Pesach. The only way to go from one chotzer to the other chotzer is to walk through the pasim. So that's called like an eruve shtufe mevoyis. So in such a case, you can't make an eruve chatzeris. You can only make an eruve chatzeris if you have a way to carry from one chotzer straight into the other chotzer. But in picture 19, you can't carry. You have to go outside in the pasim. So that will only help, Rashi says, if the pasim will have a din of a mavui. If it has a din of a mavui, that's a loch. You can be mishtatif. The chatzerim to a mavui, you can make a shtufe mevoyis. But that's only if you have mamish a good three mechitzas around. Hereby the pasim is mefulish on all sides. Havadi can't make a shtufa mevoyis bein pasim. So in picture 19, there'll be no eitzah to make a rubi chatzeris to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. So even though we're talking about now like a picture 20, where one chotzer to another chotzer does have a pesach, and they are allowed to make a rubi chatzeris, he holds this exera though. If people see you carrying a picture 20 from the chotzer into the bein apasim, people won't know the reason is because you have a rubi chatzeris, you have a pesach in between. They'll think it's mamasosim, the chotzer is closed, and the only entrance is for one outside the pasim, and that you can't make rubi chatzeris. So you hold this exera. Even though mikra din 20 should be mutter, it's exera ought to be like case to 19. That's Rafuna's din. Rafuna makes exera. The maruva amanein. Rav says we don't make such exera. Irvul mutter. We're talking about like a picture 20 where the two chatzerim have a pesach between the two of them, so they could make a rubi chatzeris together. They're allowed to carry into one or the other. It lies almost like one chatzer. So the din is when one chotzer opens up into the pass, you're allowed to carry from the pass into the chotzer and the chotzer into the pass. See all this mutter. Omalei abaye l'rova tanya the mesailuch. I'll bring your raya to you. The din is chotzer says shuroishi yechud nichnas lebein apasim. You have a chotzer that one of the chotzerim opened up into the bein apasim. Mutter letalto mitoich lebein apasim. you're allowed to be metalto from your chutz to the bein apasim, or the bein apasim l'toichoi, back inside. Avul shtayim, let's say like a picture 19 where two chatserim open up into the bein apasim, then taker with sosa. So you're saying the bright with sosa. Obazok the bright, so the med, the vomamurim, when do we say it's also you can't carry from the two chatserim into the pasim, shalo irvu? Only if they did not make an Irvu B'chaterah together. Avul Irvu, following a picture 20, where they have a Pesach from one Chatzah to another Chatzah, where they are allowed to make an Irvu B'chaterah. And they did make an Irvu B'chaterah, his Taka Mutaran says, Klo, you're allowed to carry from the Chatzah into the Bein HaPasim. So it's enough in the Brais, Sarai, it's a Rava, that you are allowed to carry. So the Marbaz Al-Khura Laymat, you have a Tiyuf to the Rav Huna. There should be a spirit with Rav Huna then. Here it says, Kula, even though two chatserim open up into the Bein HaPasim, still you are allowed to carry forwards and backwards. Amalak Rav Huna, nein. Hosam the Hodron V'Yorvan. There we're talking about the Hodron V'Yorvan. The Hodron V'Yorvan, Rashi says, the Rashi on top of the picture here, the Hodron V'Yorvan, Shenifrit saw B'Neyem Pirtze G'doyla. There's a big pirtze at the entrance between these two chatserim. B'Soifoy, Shegolu L'Choyol Shereshus Achasi. Here everybody could tell these two chatserim are one. And the picture where Ritzvah explains in Rashi should be like picture 22. Look at 22. There's two chatserim, but at the entrance where it opens up into the Bein HaPasim, there's a big piritza here that everybody sees. Anybody looks outside, sees claw, these two chatserim have a right to make an Rubik chatseris. Because they see claw, there's a piritza at the beginning of the two chatserim, they can enter one into the other. As Bishleima by picture 20, there of whom it says I'll make a gzera. Because the piritza is only inside the chutzah. So standing outside the chutzah, you don't see the piritza inside. People make a mistake and think it looks like picture 19, no pesach at all. But in picture 22, we have the piritza right at the beginning of the chutzah, so everybody could see claw that you are allowed to make the rubik chatzeris, the two chatzerim together, there Rav Huna didn't make the gzera. So this wouldn't be a stira to Rav Huna, but call upon him it's a raya to Rav though. That we don't make this gzera. As long as the two chatzerim have their own pesach, to enter one into the other, they're allowed to make a Rubi Chatzeris, and if they did, it's like one Chatzer, you're allowed to carry into the Bein HaPasim. Right, the boy Minaya Bayim Rabba, Yovshu Mayim B'Shabbos Mal. Now, this din of Pasi B'Roi, you're allowed to carry, it's a Kulu Midirabonim, we said, because really Midiraisa the Chsorin, it's Poritz Oymid Meruba, another Chsorin is also Avir the Hagis Mavatilei, there are a lot of Chisroinis here. So the Rabbonim will make a Mishur Mayim, the Rabbonim made a Kulu, since you have to feed your animals on Shabbos. And we'll see later the Gemara Namad Beis says the Bazun the Rekula for Eilu Regolim. The Yidden went to Eilu Regolim 9. We wanted to make it easy for their behemoths. So the kids of the Kula was to feed them water. We let you have the Kula to carry inside this Pasi Broyas. What about if the water dries up on Shabbos? Are you still allowed to carry there or not? Omale, he answered back, no. Kulum nasis mechitza lebishvomayim. Why would the Rabbonim make it to Metal to carry inside the Pasin? Because they want to give you Kula to use the water. Of a mayim enkan, mechitza enkan. Once there's no water, if the water dried up, so now you have no hetter now to metaltle inside these mechitzas. Hey, it's midirabonim, these mechitzas are no good. Midirais, it's a good mechitza, but midirabonim, no, it's no good. Right? Boy Yerovin, Yov Shumayim b'Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, the well dried up. Obohu b'Shabbos now. And then was a big rain flow on Shabbos, and it filled up again with water. What about now the rest of Shabbos when you have water inside the pasim? Can you use it or not? Omalei Abai, Abai answered back, Yov Shul b'Shabbos lo tiboiloch. The boy minay demaru poshut lady osir. You cleared this shaila before, and we already gave you an answer. What? That it's osir. Cause why? The whole hetter is because of the water. When the water is no good, it's no good. Boy bezoi boy bo nami loyti boiloch. Your shaila is also no shaila. The evelay mechitza suyi b'shabbes. I'll say another reason why it's no good. Even though really now that you have water there, it's about there is water. You want to say now it should be mutu, it should be good. No, I'll tell you a reason why still it's no good. Because about when the water dried up, it was like batla mechitzas. Now when the water came in again, it blives like you're making mechitzas now on Shabbos. So blives like mechitzas or asuya b'Shabbos. But Tanya we learned, kol mechitzas asuya b'Shabbos, bein b'shoigi, bein b'mezit, bein b'yoynes, bein rotzen, shemo mechitzas. That is called the mechitza. No, forget. So the Baal is saying that it's hutter. You are allowed to carry there. Why? Because now that the water came back again, you have light that you have mechitzas now. What should be the concern is if you made the mechitzas on Shabbos, so what? If you make mechitzas on Shabbos, you are allowed to use them. So now that there's water there, you are allowed to be metalical inside the mechitzas. For the Gemara of Alavitim Allah, didn't we learn on this? Omer Rav Nachman, Loishon Noel Lizroik. When do we say you have mechitzas only midiraisa? That if you throw from Rishus Rabim into the mechitzas, you chayiv midiraisa. In other words, if you go and make a Rishus Yochid on Shabbos, So if you throw now from Rishus Rabim inside there, Avad Yechayiv. Aval Lataltu Loi, Rav Nachman says though, but Lataltu Lekulim and Rabbonin, you're not allowed to be Metaltu in Mechitzes, that if you make them on Shabbos. Here also, when the water dried up as if the Mechitzes went away. Now when the water came back again, as if you're making Mechitzes on Shabbos. So mid Rabbonin, you're not allowed to be Metaltu inside those Mechitzes. Have the Gemara, Ki Itma, the Rav Nachman Amezer Itma. When did Rav Nachman say his din that if you make mechitzas on Shabbos, you can't use them mid Rabbanan to be metaltel? Only b'mezid. If you went b'mezid and made yourself Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos, mid Rabbanan you're not allowed to use those mechitzas. But here nobody made mechitzas, nobody was over in the very b'mezid. Here what happened was the rain came down on Shabbos, and now the bor got filled up with water again. Now that you have water in the bor, now you're allowed to use the mechitzas. So these are mechitzas, anasim, mi'aleho, b'meil avad, you're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos. And that's the halacha. If the water comes down again on Shabbos, you're allowed to use the mechitzas. So the more itma, Omer Reb Loza, ha'zerek lebein ha'pasim ha'biroyes chayiv. On Shabbos, if somebody's standing outside the pasim in the Rishus Rabin, and he throws the chayfet into bein ha'pasim, he's chayiv midiraisa, because it's called Rishus HaYochid. Itma, ki, chayiv. For the more pshita, havad yechayiv. Ilav mechitzi, hechi mishtorle lamalais. If it wouldn't be called good mechitzes, how would Rabbanan matter you? Like, what's so heter? You have a bor that is Rishus HaYochid, and you want to take the water out of the bor. So if on top of the bor doesn't become Rishus HaYochid, if it still remains Rishus HaRabim, so you're over in Issa D'Raisa. How could you take the water out of the bor to put it on the side? You're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Elamayim with D'Raisa, you have to say, since you have Dalad D'Yumdin on all four sides, you make it into Rishus HaYochid. So pshit the Yechayiv. And the Gemara, Loitzricha, the Ovid Cain Pasi Beroyis Brishus Rabin. I tell you, we're talking about not that you have a well there. You don't have any well. Stam in the middle of Rishus Rabin, you put up Dalad Diyumdim. On four corners, you made an L-shaped mechitzis, and that's the Chiddush. That if you throw from Rishus Rabin in between these Diyumdim, you chayiv midiraisa. Even though midirabon, you're not allowed to be metaltel there, because there's no water at all. But midiraisa, though, is called a good mechitza. Yeah. And the picture 23. Stam, the middle of Rishus HaRabim, he put up Dalad Yumdin. He put up four sides. And that's the Chiddush that's called the Rishus HaYochid and Yechayiv. Lashricha the Yovid came Pasi B'royis Rishus HaRabim. Vizorok Latoy Chayiv. For the Gemara Honami Pshita, it's also Pshita that Midirayis is called Rishus HaYochid. While I love the Bi'amo Mechitzahi, like if midiraisa, like in picture 23, just on the four diyumdins, can make it into Rishus HaYochid, so how could Rabbonim be makele even when you have a bor in between? Elamayit pshita, that midiraisa, this is called a good mechitza. Havi, you have an amor on one side, an amor on the other side, that's called good mechitza midiraisa. And about the pirts in between is only 10 amis or less, it's called a pesach. So midiraisa is called a good Rishus HaYochid. So even stam in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, if you throw into here, avad yechayiv. So what's this chiddush? And the Gemara lo tzricha af agav de koboki barabim. This is the chiddush. Even though the rabim, there's Rishus HaRabim walking through these pasim royis. Ramesh picture 23. Just in between is a pathway that the rabim walks through the pasim royis. Still, it's called the Rishus HaYochid and yechayiv midiraisa. This is the big machlokes. For the Gemara, my kamash v'lon, what's the chiddush of b'zoi? Lo yosu rabim mavat le mechitzosa. We do not say as far as the rabim comes through and breaks the mechitzis. Or b'zoi for the Gemara, Omer Reb Loza chodizimno. Reb Loza already said this chiddush one time. That this is a big machloikis. We'll soon speak out. This is a big nogeya. Here, the Mishnah Brura says that rover that term of the area where they make an Arab around the city is semach on this Reb Loza shita. That Reb Loza holds the shita is lo yosu rabim mavat le mechitzis. Even if you have Rishus HaRabim Mamish going through the Tzuras HaPesach, still the Rabim does not break the Mechitzas. See, these Bein HaPasim, since it has a Shem Mechitzah, even though there's Rishus HaRabim going through it, still they don't break the Mechitzas. That's Reb Lezer Shita. Homer Reb Lezer Chod HaZimna, the Tanan, we learned later. Reb Yehuda Roimer, Im Hoy Sederech Rishus HaRabim Misaf Kosan, Lui Tzuri, there's Mamish Rishus HaRabim going through these Bein HaPasim. Is the Alochi Yisar Ken Litzdodim. It's possible the way it is. Also, Rabim, when the Rabim walks through mechitzes, they break the mechitzes. The only way it could be matak we had before is to put a delis. You have to put a door up. But without a door, the mechitzes don't help. The Rabim break the mechitzes. So if you have a Rabim walking through the Bein HaPasim, you have to pick up the Bein HaPasim and put it on the side of the Rishus HaRabim. That's the Yudish. Yes, I'm sorry. But Chom Manu Chom say no. Ain't it Tzarech? You don't have to put them on the side. The Chum is Reb Lezer Shita, that we hold lo yos the Rabbim about the Mechitzas. Even though the Rabbim walks through the Mechitzas, so what? about you have dal mechitzas here, so Rabbim can't be mevatlet. Nor Reb Yechonen v'chol mein tzorach. Nor Reb Yechonen Reb Loza the armat avayu. Kan he diyecho koychin shom mechitzas. Here, Rabbi Yechon says, it tells you how strong mechitzas are, according to the Chachamim. That even though the Ravim is mamish walking through in between, still they don't break the mechitzas. So the Kuri, he said it already one time. And the Gemara, Yosin from over there, have a mina, Kan, Vulei Sirulei. There is just saying, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lezer saying, Kan, from these Chachamim, I see how strong this din is. But maybe he himself doesn't know this psak. Kamashmulan Kan. Kamashmulan here, no. That what he holds like that. Kamashmulan Kan. Or Sirulei. That he holds like it. That's why he says here, the Chiddush is, that you have these Dalad Yumdim here, even though the Rabbim are walking through in between, still it's called the Rishus Yochid inside, and if somebody throws from Rishus Rabbim in between the Bein Yumdim, still he's Chayim. That's his Chiddush. For the Gemara of Alei Mahor V'Lei Boyach, only say this case, what is that case over there for? Gemara Chad Mechlach Haveret Hitma. Both were learned like two separate times. You need both, it's no theory why he says both. I call upon him, this is Reb Lezer Shita and the Chum Shita that we hold Lo Yosir Rabbim Ovatam Mechitzis. There's a lot of Torah in this, I'm not going to go into it now. They ask the Steer in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that if we paskin Osir Rabbim Ovatam Mechitzis. When the Rabbim walks through with Surah Sapesach, it breaks the Surah Sapesach. And still the Rambam paskins this halacha here. So when you have Dalad the Yumdim, even though the Rabbim walks through it, still it's called Rishus Yochid. So you see Lo Yosir Rabbim Ovatam Mechitzis. I'm a kasha. I call upon him, Poshid halacha, we hold Osir Rabbim Ovatam Mechitzis. That the Rabbim comes through, they break the mechitzas. The Mishnah Berurah just says that whoever soimach on the Erev wants, he doesn't like the etzit to say it's not called Rishus Rabbim. Because he holds a lot of shittas that Rishonim hold, even though you don't have 600,000 Yidden walking through, still it's called Rishus Rabbim. Abiyah Rabbim uses the street that's called Rishus Rabbim Midiraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah is more soimach that Satri make on all Erevin is to say that we hold Midiraisa like we have Lezer Shita. That Midiraisa say, Lo Yos Rabbim about the mechitzas. The Rabbim can't be about the mechitzas. So once you have the Tzuros HaPesach up, that applies to Rishus HaYochid. I in the Rabbonis, you have Kulis. How do we make the Rabbonis? It could be Saimich, that it's not a Rishus HaRab, and other Kulis. That's the way he wants to say why this makel on. But kids, that's the Machlokes here though. Do we say Osir oh, Rabbim, the Rabbim comes and breaks the Mechitzis? Or no, once you have Dalad Yumdim here, still they're called good Mechitzis. Even though the Rabbim walks through it, they don't break the Mechitzis. Yeah, even Shishmubi. Right. The Mishnah says, "What you ladder come as close as you want to the bor, providing though you have to have roish of ruboy inside, like picture 25. You have to have enough space between the bor and the dyumdim that the parah roish of ruboy is inside the dyumdim." So more tanan hosim lo yamid odim rishus rabim. Learn to masech the Shabbos. A person should not stand rishus rabim v'yishdeb rishus yochid, like stick his head outside the window and or stick his head inside the house and drink inside the house. Or else, Bershus Yochid, he should not stand inside his house. V'yishter Bershus Rabin, and stick his head outside the window and drink water outside. Because we're afraid, Xerim, maybe you come to bring the Kli inside and you'll be metatol from Bershus Rabin to Bershus Yochid. Elo imkei machnis roisha rubin lamokim shusoysin. Only if the person, if he's inside Bershus Yochid, he has to put outside the window his head and roll of his goof has to be outside. If roisha rubin is outside, then you're allowed to drink there. That's by a person. V'chein begat. The same halacha is by the wine vats, when you make the wine.